You're very welcome to Lorna Parker here on WLR. The show is brought to you by Solar Shore, part of the Waterford Insulation Group, your local solar PV panel installers for the South East. Plenty to get through over the next hour. Vicky Faulkner and Jerry Wallace on Saturday's All-Ireland Camogie Championship clash with Limerick in Welsh Park. Daisha football boss Paul Shankey on their Telton Cup game against Longford. Cyril Farrell will reflect on Waterford's exit from the Munster Hurling Championship. And later in the hour, we'll get the thoughts of Daisha minor football manager Paul Power. So I'm here in Welsh Park because on Saturday, Waterford welcome Limerick to the Keynes Road venue at 2 o'clock in round 2 of the All-Ireland Camogie Championship. And I'm joined here by Daisha Camogie All-Star Vicky Faulkner and Daisha Camogie Manager Jerry Wallace. Vicky, first of all, I'm sure it's a question everybody is asking you. How is the recovery coming along from that cruciate knee ligament injury?
It's going good. It's one of those injuries, I suppose, look, you have to take training by training, week by week, and that's what I've been doing, and so far so good. The aim, I suppose, is to be back in a few weeks time, but we'll have to see. As I said, look, you just have to take these things as they come, but as I said, so far so good.
What sort of training are you engaging in at the moment?
Yeah, I'm kind of able to be involved in everything now at the moment. Jerry's very good, he kind of lets the girls go easy on me, but no, it's everything really but major contact, so it's nice to be able to be back involved now in the training again. You know, you're kind of involved in most things bar the contact, so it's good to be back.
How have you found the past couple of months looking in from the sidelines?
No, it's actually been fine. Kind of accepted it, look, when it happened it is what it is, but I suppose, look, it was actually the months flew. I think, you know, being involved since the get-go this year, I really appreciate Jerry and the girls for that. You know, it made the recovery go really fast, you know, being here, having that routine where you knew you were going training on a Tuesday and Thursday and able to be some way involved in the matches on the Saturday or with the league in the Munster. So look, it actually was a speedy enough recovery, and you know, it went fast, so it's going okay.
Who are the people that have helped you along the recovery process, Vicky?
I suppose everyone, really. Look, the team have been massive to me. Jerry and the lads, look, family and friends, I suppose. Look, I'm thankful that I had this to help me. You know, I'd say if you're doing it on your own, it can be a mental battle at times, you know. So I suppose knowing that I was training on a Tuesday and a Thursday, it really did help. And I feel, you know, doing this journey, I suppose, with the girls and when everything, you know, it did make it a lot easier.
Jerry, how much of a boost is it to the group to have Vicky back involved in training now?
I think it's great there to see her back and to see Clara Griffin back and to see, like, Annie Cochran back as well. Abby Flynn is also back in the training fold as well. So I think it's wonderful that, I suppose, the permission we got at the start of the year to make sure that we kept everyone on board here with the Camogie team. So, like, we've 37 plus girls involved. But I think it was really beneficial to Vicky and the girls to be involved all the time, because it is a lonely place to be if you are injured and you are coming back from a very serious injury like the girls have been coming back from. So we opened them with open arms, like, and they were welcome back, and everything that was available here they got as well, like. So, you know, Vicky and them, they're massive, like, they're thorough athletes. The night after the league final, they came and enjoyed the night as well. I think I saw two of them up on top of tables at one stage. I'd say their consultants mightn't have been too happy about that, but, like, I suppose everyone in life has to let go as well. But listen, the discipline of this group of players is unbelievable, like, from the minute we started up to the end of the league final, or the league last final league game, and again now for the Munster Championship and right up into the preparation for the All-Ireland. These women are, you know, top class, like, they're looking for the best all the time.
What lessons did you take from last week's loss to Tipperary, Jerry?
I suppose, look, we had to look at that. We learnt a lot from the game, I suppose. We just came out the wrong side of the result on the day. It was a tumultuous, you know, good match, good Camogie match. You know, I think I read during the week somewhere where, like, a lot of things went, you know, maybe in the last few minutes, Tip's way in relation to Freeze. You know, we lost on the day, but we don't ever argue about anything. We just get on and get up and get on with it again. I suppose we can work on our ourselves in the rucks, in the kind of the ball that breaks. I think Tomás in the run in the final of the game there, I think we lost a lot of that, so we did. And I think that was kind of beneficial to Tip, you know, in a game that was level coming into the 60th minute, like. I learnt about the players again. I learnt about the competitiveness of the players. I think they can challenge anyone in the country, and I think we're getting better. And I think with the girls coming back into the fold now again, I think the group is only going to get stronger. But we mustn't lose sight, I suppose, going forward this Saturday. We need to get points on the board, Tomás, and we need to get ourselves up and running in the All-Ireland campaign. Yes, we've played one game, we lost that game, but there's no kudos for coming second best ever. Like, you know, I think you have to always try and get there to be number one, and I think that's what the girls have, and that's what the aim is. So look, we've a difficult opponent coming on Saturday, Limerick, but like, we'll be ready for them, and our key coming out of Welsh Park here on Saturday will be to have 2 points, or I think it's 3 points, on the board, and our championship hopes up and running.
Vicky, how much of a lift is it for the group to have the county grounds in Welsh Park available on Saturday?
That's fantastic. Look, just looking at it here, the pitch is in top class condition. Like, it's amazing, it really is. You know, you need venues like this, you know, to host a home crowd, and it does give you a lift when you're in a stadium like this. Welsh Park, it's your home ground, you know. I think everyone in Waterford loves coming here, you know, so no, it definitely will give us a lift, and yeah, I think everyone's just looking forward to it.
And you think this could be what the future looks like, Vicky, when integration eventually comes down the line, that Waterford Camogie team will play in every home match here in Welsh Park?
Oh yeah, look, you'd really hope so, and I think even since last year and year before, we're getting crowds at the matches, and people are really, really getting behind us, which is, you know, it's brilliant, and it really helps us on the day. You know, I always look back to the semi-final in Nolan Park last year, the crowd that we had up there. Like, you need the supporters, you need that lift, especially in the dying minutes of the game, you know. So look, hopefully, and I think that's the way it should be.
Yeah, Gerry, how much of a difference would a packed stand over there mean on Saturday?
Well, it'll mean a lot. I'm a realist as well, Tomás, and I think that the evolution of the game, you know, coming into the stadiums like this, is it's a big occasion for the girls as players. It's a big occasion for the Camogie Association as well. But like, we're here tonight, and in fairness now, we've permission to train here tonight, so we have in Welsh Park, and that's brilliant as well. Like, the girls get to run out in their main stadium in their home territory, like, and that's all you want. I think on Saturday it would be nice to see a good support here. You know, the game mightn't be that enlightening, because I believe Limerick will be coming down to defend, you know, and mean to make it tough and rough on us. But like, still at the same time, I think if you're a supporter of Waterford Camogie, I suppose Welsh Park on Saturday afternoon would be a good place to drop in to give great support to the girls. And like, even if families can bring in, or clubs can bring in, you know, 10 or 20 players in, younger players, I know that after the match the girls will be very much open to signing autographs and chatting to the girls, and, you know, developing that aspect of the game as well. There's a big responsibility to everyone, but I think we're going about it the right way, Tomás.
Vicky, can I ask about your clubmate Tara Power? She moved from defence to attack the last day against Tipperary and settled into it no problem at all.
Yeah, look, Tara, I think everyone knows, and Gerry will agree, like, Tara is an incredible athlete. She's one of those players, very versatile. You can put her anywhere and she'll just adapt wherever you put her. You know, we're lucky to have players like that on the team that, you know, no matter what team you're playing, you know, they'll take those matchups and they'll just do what as they're asked. And, you know, Tara is one of those people, and we're lucky to have her.
What sort of response do you expect from Limerick, because they picked up a pretty heavy defeat to Kilkenny last time out?
Yeah, look, I suppose we're both coming in after a loss, you know. We both need to win this game. As Gerry was saying, it probably will be a bit of a defensive game. I think Limerick have a few players back this year, you know. They have some key players that they run the ball through. They have some threats inside. We'll prepare for it like we do any other game. You know, we'll get our matchups right, but again, we'll focus on our game as well. So, like, as I said, everyone's looking forward to it, and I think it will be a good game.
Gerry, it's only the second round of the championship, but is it already a must-win fixture for Waterford?
Very much so, yeah, it is. The margins of error now are shortening up, so they are, Tomás. Like, the reality is, we have like the 4 games left now in the championship, you know, in the group stage. We have to start picking the points off, and we have to guarantee ourselves a quarter-final place. Like, so we have to come here in the right frame of mind on Saturday. We know it's going to be a tough game. We know that Limerick deserve massive respect, but we have to hurl as best we can on the day and play the best camogie that we can play here on the day. I was interested there in Vicky's answer there, Tomás, you know, about Tara Power moving up to the forward line, you know, and I was waiting for her to say that Jerry's making space for me in the back there.
Just a final question, Gerry. Did everybody come through okay from that game against Tipperary last week?
Yeah, they've come through. I suppose what I did notice is, like, we were on the road since we played Limerick in the quarter final, we played Tip in the semi, we played Cork in the Munster final, and then we were out straight away with the Tip game last week again. What was noticeable in training on Tuesday night was, for the first time I've noticed this year, I thought we had a lot of people turning up in the physio table, because I think there was a small bit of anxiety in their bodies after the efforts of the last, say, 3 weeks, because it has been continuous. So I suppose that's myself and Mike's challenge, and the management team's challenge, is that we got to try and get the best girls out on the field on a Saturday in the best state of mind and in the best physical fitness state. And they have loads of camogie played already, so they have. So now it's a matter of us just getting to work on Saturday at 2 o'clock, concentrating for the hour, getting the result at Waterford once, and we move on into the next game after that, Tomás.
Well, Jerry Wallace and Vicky Faulkner, thanks a million for your time this evening, and all the best against Limerick on Saturday.
Thanks
very much, Tomás.
Away the ball goes towards Cauta Van, but followed everywhere she goes by Vicky Faulkner. What a game she's having. The Tramore Terrier, she wins the 3 out. Inspirational stuff by Vicky Faulkner, and she gives the John Manan fist bump as well for good measure, Claire.
Absolutely. You know, bar that one mistake earlier on today, Vicky has been exceptional. She hasn't let caught out of her sight. You know, she's just a phenomenal player, a phenomenal defender, and, you know, she's exactly what we need in our defence to spur us on now for the last 10 minutes.
Lore na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
So the Waterford footballers take on Longford in the Telton Cup on Saturday. Throw-in is at 2 o'clock in O'More Park, Portlaoise. And Daisha manager Paul Shankey is on the line to chat about this one. And Paul, there's still a chance to finish third in this group and qualify for the knockout stages of the Telton Cup. What's been the message to the players ahead of this game?
Yeah, there's a couple of permutations, Tomás, that have to happen, I think, for that. But ultimately, our objective is to turn up and perform on Saturday. So it would be great to finish out the group with a victory, and that's ultimately the aim on the Saturday.
How difficult was it, Paul, to lift the players after the heavy defeat to Kildare 2 weeks ago?
Not really. Not to be fair, they continued. They've been training great, as I said all along. They're great lads. Unfortunately, it's the way of playing football for Waterford over the years. You tend to get some bad beating from time to time. But I think that on reflection, they competed quite well. It's just, you know, when you take, it sounds ironic, but it sounds funny, but when you take five goals, four of them are mistakes from turnovers. And at that level, you just get punished. And maybe it's just down to fatigue, maybe playing a higher standard of team. But I felt for about 35 minutes, 40 minutes of the game, we competed really well. It was 3 or 4 points down at halftime. But when you concede soft goals like that and you get a sending off, they just go to town on you. But training has been good last week. And obviously, you've another opportunity. The great thing about the Talton Cup is that the games are quick, and you've another game this Saturday, and the lads will give it everything as normal.
And on that point, Paul, like, how beneficial is this competition in terms of getting those extra games and also having more time on the training field with the players?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, I don't know if I said it to yourself before, but I'd love to get a crack at the Division 4 league starting now. Now that you've a base of 3 or 4 months training, I think the Talton Cup is great. Maybe I'm not quite sure. It's fine for playing teams like Leitrim. No disrespect to them, but when you're playing teams of Division 4 standards, the game in Leitrim was very competitive. But when you're coming up against a team that's predominantly a Division 1 county, I know that, you know, it's not reflective of where they are at the moment, but they're a Division 1 in everything but name. It's difficult. And I'm not quite sure what the value is in having some really strong teams. There seems to be a few outliers in the Talton Cup groups. And then when you seed it then, that you're seeded based on your league position, that makes it even extra difficult. So, you know, there's a couple of tweaks. It's great to get more games and more training, but, you know, maybe it's obviously something that needs to be reviewed, and it's like anything, continuously improved upon.
Yeah, is that something you'd like to see reviewed, Paul, over the next couple of years?
Yeah. I don't see any value in, until you're ready. I think they should restrict it. I think the Hurling have a third tier, but even still, I'm not quite sure that's the answer. But I don't see any value in that. Really strong teams going into the Talton Cup, and I don't see any value. And maybe seeding it is a bit strange also. But, you know, that's the way it is. But, like everything, they seem to be constantly reviewing, and hopefully they'll improve it further. But the main thing is that it keeps us training into May, and the ground is getting harder, and we're playing games, and we've another opportunity this Saturday again to play Longford, who obviously not disrespecting or anything, but a team that's relatively in your group, even though the beat is in the league, you know, it's a team we should be able to compete against.
Yeah, like there was only 3 points between the teams in the league, Paul, 16 points to 13 when he played each other in Ballygunner. How much belief does a performance like that give the team?
Yeah, well, I suppose deep down, the lads aren't afraid of, they're great lads. They have great attitude, and you know they turn up to all games, competing as best they can. It doesn't matter who the team are. Like they've played well against a good few teams. It's just that what's the killing part for us, and it's a key learning is that just when our turnovers, and particularly turnovers against higher levels of opposition, just get hammered. It seems to be the big thing in GA now is just the turnovers, and I've no problem with turnovers. Under pressure, or if someone's trying to do the right thing, it's just some of the basic skills letting us down at key times, and that leads to, and that could be just fatigue, you know, opposition conditioning. But it's those turnovers that seem to be cruel and to get exposed. But when we played Leitrim, we competed well, and we played the teams in Division 4 that were close enough to we competed well. Obviously Tipperary, so I've no fear we'll compete really well on Saturday, but it would be great to finish out obviously on a high and get a positive result.
Have you any injuries in the camp, Paul, or players that are ruled out for Saturday?
We've a few lads just carrying niggly injuries. We're meeting tonight to reassess it. We've obviously a few lads that have gone also. Tom O'Connell has gone travelling with Joe Booth. So we've obviously Tallum Gyrie, you know, the last few weeks, and it's great to have Tallum in. So we seem to be like one in and one out, but we seem to be okay on an injury front, and the group are looking forward to it.
Well, Paul Shankey, Waterford Senior Football Manager, thanks a million for taking our call today.
Yeah, thanks very much, Thomas, for everything. Yeah.
What can we do here? Ball gone back to Willie Burrows. We're playing a lot of ball in these opening few minutes. Waterford got inside the D. Good chance for Jason Curry. Has a look, takes a shot. And Jason Curry sends it over the bar. Willie Burrows were very much involved. Not once, but twice in the move. Jason Curry sticks it over.
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.